This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team. To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer, please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa Security. This is Sean. How can I help you?
I never use Amazon, my credit card. I got £900 credit on it.
And are you positive about that you have not made a transaction for £987 that was transferred to China?
No.
Okay, and there's another charge made on your account. It's for £8.99 for purchasing Amazon Prime membership.
No.
You haven't made both the transactions?
No.
Okay, so I do believe that you want to cancel these charges?
Yeah.
Okay. So in order to cancel this charge, can you just go ahead and double check at your place?
No. That
do you have your debit card with you or is it lost or stolen?
No. I got my debit card with me.
Okay, that's good to hear that you have your debit card still with you.
Yeah.
So do you have the telephone number of the anti-fraud department of your bank? Do you have that, sir?
No.
Okay. Look at the back side of your debit card, sir.
I haven't got it at the moment with me.
Okay, just get it. Just get it. Okay, take your time.
Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. So have you got your card with you?
Yes.
Okay. Now look at the back side of your debit card, sir.
Yes.
You will see there's a customer service telephone number. Can you see that? Or card inquiry telephone number 0345 number. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So read me out the telephone number in order to put a red flag on the transaction.
I didn't get up, did I?
Beg your pardon?
Do I have to do that or you doing the movie?
You need to read me out the telephone number.
Yeah. 0345.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah?
No, it is 230773. I can't remember. Can't see it properly. Because
okay,
it's stamped on it.
If you have a magnifying glass, just if you see that.
I don't know. See if I can see it properly.
Okay. Just check it. Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. So you can see now, 03457, then?
7303040.
Okay. This will be on the line. And do you have a piece of paper and a pen with you, sir?
Yeah, I'll have it. No.
And I believe you are having a Halifax account debit card, right?
That's right. Go on.
So what you need to do right now, sir, okay?
I will
just assign you with a key, okay? Once you hear a beep noise, you need to straight away start dialing the telephone number which you can see at the back of your debit card, okay? And you will get connected with the anti-fraud department of the Halifax Bank, and you need to tell them that you have not made any transaction for £987 that was transferred to China through Western Union, and you haven't made a transaction for Amazon Prime membership.
Mm.
So once you hear a beep noise, then you straight away start dialing the number. Okay, so here is a cue now.
Welcome to the Halifax. So we can get you to the right place, in your own words, please say the reason for your call.
I had a phone call from the fraud department and somebody made a transaction on my account with Amazon. £900 something. And a membership as well, Amazon. £8 something, which I haven't done.
All right, I will be the happiest person to help you out and check what's going wrong with your account. Could you just confirm with your long 16-digit card number?
Upfront.
Yes, sir.
44 62 9103 2319 2743.
All right. Now, could you just help me out with your first and your last name, sir?
My first name is Kantilal Mistries.
Spell out your first name.
Kantilal, K-A-N-T-I-L-A-L. Second name is Mistries.
Spell out for me.
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
Okay. Now, the charges which is coming up on your account, Mr. Mystery, is for $8.99 for Amazon Prime. Like, do you use Amazon Prime anytime?
No.
Okay, and do you use Western Union, sir? Because the second charges which is coming up on your account
no,
is for
never used it in my life.
You have never used that, okay. Now, apart from you, is there anyone else to use your debit card?
Yeah, I got my wife's name on it.
Okay.
So don't take it.
Okay, so you're trying to count. All right, no worries. Just bear with me. Now, like, do you deal with any kind of online banking, sir?
No, not recently, no.
You don't deal with any kind of online banking, right?
No.
Okay.
If you want to know, I used a debit card the other day in the name.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Come again, sir.
I used my credit card on the name
okay.
Other day. And then all my right, wife right. Put the credit card because he wouldn't accept the, my security code.
I understand. Now, could you just, like for the last time, do you remember when you have used your Halifax debit card, sir?
That's what I'm saying. I want my wife to be. Same
okay.
Account.
Okay, all right. Now, do you receive a paper statement from the bank every month, I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Day before yesterday, I think.
Okay, could you just get handy with your last month's statement which you have with you?
I'll have a look.
All right, take your time.
That's on 2nd December. What do you want to know?
Now, could you just see, sir, what was the last closing balance on that time when you have received this statement?
Closing balance is 3,583.
3,583? How many pence?
And?
It's 3,583, and?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two pence, yeah?
Yes.
You mean 2 pence?
Yes, sir.
45.
45, okay. And how many accounts do you hold with us, with the Halifax? Like the current account, the saving account?
No, I just got the debit card account and the credit card account.
And you got only one account with the Halifax? This is the current account?
Yeah.
Do you hold any kind of ISO saver, everyday saver, or any kind of saving?
No, I have invested with them. It's still going on for a long time.
Okay. And which kind of investment you have with the Halifax, sir?
This kind of one?
Like, it's your savings account, right, you are saying?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the balance in that?
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Right.
I don't have another balance. It's a debit account.
Right. Right.
I got no other account with that. It's the only one account I can take the money out, or I can pay that money.
I understand. I understand your point, sir. But you said me that you have an investment account, right?
Yes.
And do you
I don't get any statement. It's a,
okay.
I don't know how they invested. You have to find out the Halifax.
Right. Now, in
long-term investment, you see.
Long-term investment. Okay, yes. No worries. And your current account, you got a balance of around £3,583.45, right?
£581.45.
Okay. Now, and it's your joint account, right?
Yes.
Okay. And for the last time, do you remember when you've been down to the branch, sir? To the Halifax local branch?
We go every day to withdraw the money.
Okay.
I don't remember Saturday, this week sometime. But.
Okay, no worries. Now, could you just help me out with your postal code?
CV22. 7th House, People Television.
Okay. All right. Now, could you just allow me to put your call on hold for 10 seconds so I can just put the block on all the fraudulent payment which is coming up on your account?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. You go down to the branch which is on the 32 North Street.
I don't understand what you mean.
Like, you go down to the Halifax branch, sir, which is on the 32 North Street, the Rugby branch.
Yeah, North Street, yeah.
Okay, right. All right. Now, I can see, sir, that the charges which is coming up on your account is an overseas transfer, okay? So have you ever made any overseas transfer anytime?
No chance.
Okay, no worries. Now, okay. Now, could you just help me out with your date of birth, sir, in order to put the
09-07-1947.
Okay, all right, thank you. Now, and I do believe apart from you and your wife, no one has got the banking details apart from you, right? Okay. All right. No worries. Let me just hold the line, sir, so I can just raise a complaint to our compliance team regarding this fraudulent payment coming up on your bank account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Now, thank you for holding the line, Mr. Mystery. I have successfully raised the complaints to our compliance team. Now, we have a suspect that somehow your account details has got compromised. Because you need to understand one thing, sir. Without your account details and without your personal credentials, no one can go to your account and can able to transfer the money from your account, okay?
Yeah.
So your case is coming under a money laundering and a personal identity theft, okay?
Yeah.
So in that case, we just need to inform this to our headquarters and to the Met Police, to the Metropolitan Police, okay? So they can run an investigation in order to catch down those culprits who were involved in this conspiracy, okay? So do you know how to mail, sir? Because we need to mail to the Met Police and to the MI6, to the head officers. So do you know how to mail?
No, I don't know. What.
No worries.
I've never been in that situation before.
I understand, sir. And we'll make sure that in future time, you will never face any kind of problem like this. And I believe this was the first time you were facing a problem while banking with us.
That's right.
Right. So you don't need to be worried. You are a very old and a very loyal customer to us from a long time. We will make sure that you don't lose a single penny from your account, and we will try to solve each and everything from our end, okay?
Yeah.
Now, in order to raise a complaint to the Met Police and to the MI6, sir, what we will be doing, as you don't know how to mail, we will be just sending a recording mail from our end, okay? So I will be starting a recording from our end, and you just need to repeat the statement after me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Just throw it to me. I will just start the recording, and I will let you know what you need to. First, you need to tell like this. This is Mr. Cantil Mystery.
Yeah.
Then you need to repeat your date of birth, then your address. Could you just confirm your address, sir, once again?
15 Evans Road. E-V-A-N-S Evans. E-V-A-N-S Evans Road. Number 15.
Okay. Now, you just need to repeat the statement after me. I'm just starting the recording from our end. Here we go. This is Mr. Cancel Mystery.
Yeah, Cancel Mystery.
Okay.
K-A-N-T-I-L-A-L.
And my date of birth is?
09-07-1947.
I have been a victim.
Victim of what?
You need to repeat the statement, sir. Just so, I have been a victim.
I have been a victim
of money laundering and personal identity theft. Right. This was the first time. I'm facing a problem like this.
Getting a problem like this.
While banking with Halifax. My account details. And my personal credentials has been compromised. I would like to inform to Metropolitan Police. And to MI6. To run an investigation.
To
catch those culprits. Who are behind this? I will keep this investigation. Confidential. Until it get resolved. Thanking you. All right. Now just let me. Now, just hold the line, so let me send this recorded note to the
everything all right about it, or something mistake?
No. It's great. You have them good. Now, I just need to send this recording to the Metropolitan Police and to the MI6, okay? So just hold the line, sir. Now, thanks for holding the line, sir. I have sent the email to the Metropolitan Police and to the MI6. Now, it will take some time, like 3 to 4 business minutes, to run the investigation.
As long as I don't get a big bill.
No, no, you don't need to be worried for that. Just hold the line with
my
wife.
She has a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, extremely sorry for that.
Nothing
to worry, sir. We can make you sure that each and everything will be sorted out, okay? We will have those culprits who are behind us. So just hold the line. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have a mobile phone with you, sir, by any chance?
Yeah.
You have a mobile phone, and it's an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone, okay. No worries. And have you ever logged into online banking, sir, anytime?
No.
Using the Halifax mobile banking app?
No, I haven't got the online banking with them.
Okay, no worries. I just hold the line. All right, thank you for holding the line, sir. Now, first of all, we need to cancel the card, okay, which you are holding, because our Metropolitan Police and the MI6 has informed us that the card which you are holding at this moment had been compromised, okay?
Yes.
So first of thing, we need to cancel down the card, okay? So
yes.
From the beginning, could you just confirm me the card number once again? It's 4462. Mm-hmm.
9103.
Mm-hmm. 7319. 2743. Let me read out for you. It's 4462 9103 7319 2743.
Yeah.
And just confirm me the expiry number from there.
I can't see the DC properly here. 2319. Did I say that?
Sorry?
Third number.
It's 2743.
2743.
7719,
is it? Or 19?
It's 4462 9103 7319. Yeah. 2743. Absolutely right, sir. Now, just confirm me the expiry date from the card?
01.
Mm-hmm.
25.
0125, the expiry. And what's the CVV number, sir? The 3-digit code?
Pardon?
The CVV. Just look on the card. There will be a CVV, the 3-digit number, printed on the card.
Yeah, front or back?
On the back of your card.
Bron 27 or 137, I don't know. I can't
read. Look carefully, sir. You need to look carefully, okay? You can take your time. And where you have got this 241, sir, where it is written? Please tell me
that. It's on that silver thing.
Sorry?
The back of the card is a silver.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on the silver strips which is given on the card, and on the end it is written 241, right?
Yeah.
And your expiry is 125.
0125, yeah.
All right, sir. Now, and the number which is given on your bank is associated with your telephone number, I do believe, because in order to cancel down this card, sir, you will receive
the only one I use it.
Okay.
Landline.
Okay. And use the landline, okay? All right. And could you just confirm me your telephone number, sir, which you have on your iPhone?
Yeah, I'll have a look. 7893
7893
Oh. Yeah, you
look
that way.
Check carefully.
Yeah. 7893 560946
It's 7893 560946 This is the telephone number?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Now just hold the line. Just bear with me, sir. It's going to take some time, okay? So just hold the line. All right, thank you. Thank you for holding the line, sir. I appreciate your patience. You there? Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for holding the line, sir. I appreciate your patience. We have successfully sent the email to our headquarters, and they will take some time in order to cancel down the card, and they will issue a new debit card, and it's going to take 2 to 3 business days. And within that, you will receive your new debit card at your doorstep, which is on the 15 Evans Road. And the postal code which we have with us is CB227H, for Henry, T for Tango, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Now, for the last time, sir, when you were on the branch, to the local branch?
It's here. 2nd of January.
2nd of January, okay. And have you noticed any unusual thing there?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, how much time it generally takes you to go there?
How many times?
But how much time it will take you, sir?
I don't understand.
Like, how much time it takes you to go down to the branch?
It's about half an hour. I go by bus.
Oh, you go by bus. Okay, no worries. Now, because we have found some suspicious activity from the branch itself, okay? Because we
really?
Have received, yes, we have just received the email from the Met Police regarding something very suspicious, okay? Because you are not the only customer who are facing this problem, okay? Apart from you, there are about 32 customers from the same branch are facing this problem, okay? So the Met Police are looking at this case, so you don't need to be worried.
Who will send this email then? Dunk?
Sorry?
You said that I will receive the email.
No, I have received the email from the Met Police.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Now they are just tracing the IP address of those computers who were involved in transferring your personal credentials, okay? Because the culprit have used your personal credentials like your insurance number, your date of birth, your name, and each and every personal credentials to use your card details and register your account for doing online banking. As you confirmed me that you have never registered for online banking, but I can see here that there are two devices on which your card details has been registered for doing online banking, and they were try a multiple attempt of transferring money to an online, okay? So first of all, we have just blocked all the online access of your account, okay? So no one will be able to transfer any money through online. We have just blocked all the online activate devices which were using your debit card and using your personal credentials, okay?
Well, whose name on the online then?
So your name only has been used because your debit card and...
What I'm asking is, I'm not on online banking all the time. Never.
Right. You have never done the online banking, but using your personal details, sir, and using your card details, someone else has registered for online banking, okay? And we are just trying to trust the IP address of that computer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Just hold the line.
બેલેન્સમાં ગયેલા ને ત્યાંથી આપવા તો જમાય છે 1000 pound આપણા એકાઉન્ટ માંથી કાઢવા માંગીએ ટિકિટ હું તને ઇન્ડિયા મોકલી આપું. કારણ કે આંબો લૂંટાઈ ગયો ને, તું મારું માથું ખાય, હું બંને બાજુ માર ખાઉં. પેલા લોકો ગામ મારે, તું અમારી ગામ મારે, હું વચ્ચે કઈ સમજ પડે નહીં. તો પછી બોલે હું કામ તો
Thank you for holding the line, sir. I appreciate your patience.
It's taking a long time to send the email, isn't
it? No, it's not the email, sir. The headquarters is canceling your card and you will receive some message. Could you just switch on your phone, sir? The mobile phone, the number which ends with 946?
Yeah.
Just keep the phone with you, okay? You might receive a message, okay? A text message.
Okay.
So once you receive the message, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Over. Thank you.
તું ખાઈ લે, હું મને ખાવું નથી. એવા આજે મારો મોત મગજ ફરી ગયો, મારી વાત આખો મૂડ બગડી ગયો મારો.
Have you received any message?
Yeah.
Any text?
Yes,
I'll confirm with that. Just confirm with the number, the OTP or anything like which you have received.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Just help me out with the numbers, the OTP.
What do I do?
Just read out the message. Yes, the number which you have received.
Hang on. It will be on WhatsApp, is it?
WhatsApp you have received?
Where do I get the message from?
It will be from the, yes. Just see what message you have received. It might be received in the WhatsApp or in normal text. Just check.
Yeah, it's not on the text, so it will be on the WhatsApp.
Okay, just confirm me that.
Well, I'll message look for it. I can't really get it just like that.
Oh, well, take your time.
No, I haven't seen any message yet.
You have not received any message yet?
No,
I
heard the noise, bell, but nothing there.
Okay, and all right, no worries. You will receive, it will take some time. You will
hang on, what are you looking for?
You will receive a 6-digit code regarding your card, sir. We are just...
No, there is nothing like that.
The card.
No.
You received it from the bank, okay? From the Halifax Bank. Have you
received it? I got it from my phone card.
From the phone card?
Yeah.
And what message you have received over there, sir?
He said, your number successfully parted. That's all.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, no worries. Take your time. All right. They are just canceling down the card. It's taking some time. No worries. And, I do believe, sir, at any time happen with you, you are using your card, in any mall or any restaurant, or someone was using, looking on your card numbers or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay, no worries. Now, do you use your debit card very often, like every day use your card, or sometimes use your debit card?
I use it to just get the money out of the bank, that's all.
Okay. You don't use this card on any shopping mall or in any restaurant,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes, very rest. No sometimes. Restaurant, no nothing like that.
Okay, no worries. And do you hold a credit card with the Halifax Bank, sir?
Yeah, but very rarely use it.
Okay, no worries. And apart from the Halifax, do you hold any other account?
I've got another account, but I'm not willing to give you that.
No, no, you don't need to give. I'm just asking you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Bear with me. Because I need to inform this to the Metropolitan Police, okay?
But they will make sure. I'll give you all the information. They can investigate very quickly. But from
right. So see, so it takes time, okay? Because they are using a different IP addresses, okay? And in order to trace those, it takes some time.
I'm using a different IP address.
Sir, you were not using that, but the culprit who are using your debit card details, they were using it, okay? So it will be so they will not be traced, okay? But we will definitely make sure that we trace them, okay? And for that reason, it is taking some time, okay? So just bear with me, nothing to worry.
My wife is dedicating on my head, and I'm bloody worried.
Ah, sir, you don't need to be. Sir, you don't need to be worried, okay?
No, but I'm
because
in the middle, you see. That's what
I understand. I understand your point, sir. I understand your point. We can just make you sure one thing, sir, that within 2 business working days, you will receive your new debit card and you will start
well,
the banking.
I understand that. Yeah, I understand that.
Yes, and we are just taking the time in order to find those who are the culprit, okay? Because we cannot point out with anyone, okay? Because
okay.
You, I confirmed this, sir, that it might be someone involved from the local branch, but we cannot catch anyone like this, okay? We need
okay.
to run an investigation. We need to look each and every tiny details, okay? Because
okay.
it's a bank procedure, okay? Just bear
okay.
with me. Thank you.
Look, for trying out class money rewarded to get it on your team. Who married you on your team? To marry you? Who
married
you? Who married you? Cut that, my day cut today. Money marwade. Two taruta. But then who want to say?
Who married you? Who married you? Who married
તો હું કતો છે ગામ આવ તો છે અહીંયા તો આ અબે
હાઉ આર યુ
હેલો યસ આઈ એમ માય વાઇફ ઇઝ ઓન માય બેક નાઉ
સર સર સી જસ્ટ કામ ડાઉન ઓકે જસ્ટ કામ ડાઉન નથિંગ ટુ ફાઇટ હિયર ઓકે ઇટ્સ બોથ ઓફ યોર એકાઉન્ટ નથિંગ ટુ ફાઇટ હિયર ઓકે જસ્ટ કામ ડાઉન રિલેક્સ યોરસેલ્ફ Okay? You don't need to fight. You need to understand the problem which you both are facing, okay? If you both will be fight, then nothing will be solved. So just calm down, okay? Just relax yourself. What is he saying to you, sir?
She is very demanding to shut the phone down, she said.
So see, she needs to understand that if you do so...
I know, but I can't make her understand. That's the bloody problem with me.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing to worry. So you need to be smart in that case. See. Nothing to worry. Okay? You just hold the line, okay?
તું અહીંથી ચાલતી પકડી લ્યા હું તને બુક કરી મારી જોતી રહેતી
Just check, sir. Have you received any OTP?
આ માતા મમ્મા રામા
જો આગો હું લૂંટાઈ જવાનો છે ને તારા પૈયા નથી ને તો તું કામ ગેટ મારી કરે તો પેલા મને નથી બચાવ મારે જા તું જ્યાંથી લેવાનું તો તું થાય જ્યાં જતા લઈ લે પેલું લઈ લે હા તો પછી તો મને શું કરતું ગાડી તો તું બંધ છે ને મોડું હું કરતો છું અહીંયા મને ગમતું છે પૈસા આપવાનું બધાને મફતનું તને શું ખબર હા તો ચાલતી ખબર જ્યાં હું તને ઇન્ડિયા જ મૂકી આપું હવે મને જોતી જ નથી ફાર્ગતિ આપું તને હા બસ રાજા શ્રી આપણે થોડી ચિંતા જઈએ ને ફાર્ગતિ કાલે ઓકે તું એડી કેલી છે હું લઈ જાઉં કાલે ના મને જોતી જ નથી તું કારણ કે મારું કહેલું નથી માનતી એટલે તો અત્યારે સુધી શું કર્યું મેં મોડું બંધ કર અમે પડેલી ને
Just check the phone, sir. Might you have received any OTP or not till now? Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, just check once. Hello?
Hello, yeah.
You have you received any text message, sir? Any kind of text?
No, that's the one I got from Smarty, from my phone card.
Okay, from your phone card you have
received? Yes.
And in your phone card, is there any OTP or something like that?
No.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, looking, it's taking more than usual time. Let me just send an email to the headquarters, what's going wrong. You can have a glass of water for yourself, sir, if you wish.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your patience. thank you for holding the line, sir. I have just received the email from the headquarters that they are working on it, okay? It will take some more time, so kindly hold the line, okay? Thank you for holding the line, sir. They have successfully canceled the card, okay?
Yeah.
Now they have received, I just received an email from the headquarters regarding your cancellation of the card, and they have confirmed that someone is involved from the local branch itself, okay?
Yeah.
So in that case, sir, what we will be doing, we will be just tracing the money, okay? Now, how much time it will take you to go down to the branch? Let me first check that the branch is open right now or...
Yeah, it should be half an hour.
Okay. Now, so what do you need to do, sir? Because first of all, the thing is that we need to secure your personal credentials and we need to secure your money which you have into your account. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll be doing, we will be just... you just need to go down to the branch like mm-hmm. normal... customer usually go, and you need to withdraw £2,000 from your account. Okay.
Cool.
Let me tell you, sir. We will, and you just need to send that money to the Halifax headquarters, okay, by Royal Mail delivery. Because the thing is that the money which you have into your account is, they are targeting that. Okay. So first of all, we will be securing the money part by part. We cannot secure all the money at once because. If you do so, if you go and withdraw all the money at once, there will be a suspect, okay, that why this is, Mr. is doing this, okay? So we need to secure the money part by part, okay? So you need to go down to the bank, you need to withdraw £2,000 from it, then you need to come home, then I will be guiding you how to send that money to the headquarters, okay? And the amount which you will be sending, that amount will be the investigation fund, okay? Because the amount which you have into your account...
Why do I have to pay on the fraud? I haven't done any fraud myself.
No. Don't you worry for that, sir. You don't need to do anything like that. The amount which you have into your account, that, like the £3,583.45, that amount will be put into your new account, okay? Which the new debit card and new details...
So why can't I tell them to transfer that money?
Let me tell you, sir, if you go to them and if you ask them to transfer this money to my new account, which will be under your name and your date of birth, so what do you think? They will also go that account details and all the things because they hold your personal credentials. We can change your account number, okay? We can change your card number, but we cannot change your name. We cannot change your date of birth. We cannot change your national insurance number, neither any of your personal credentials, which they have got, okay? We are not worried about the money, sir, because anyhow, the money which you have into your account is with us, with the Halifax headquarters, not with the local branch, okay? The local branch, which is the Rugby, is just a local branch. It's not any headquarters, okay? So you don't need to worry about the money. We are just worried about your personal credentials and your all the personal details, okay? Because we need to catch those culprits. Otherwise, if we ask you to go to the local branch and transfer all the money into your new account, they will do that. But they will
get the details of your new account too, okay? And they will again try to transfer or again try to misuse your card, okay? Because they are not only using your account for this small transaction. They are using your account for doing money laundering. Like, they are using your account to make a medium, okay, of doing illegal things. Like, they are using your account in the black market to buy illegal things like weapons or anything they can, like drugs or anything they can use it, okay?
Yeah, but you want £2,000 to withdraw from the debit card, and then go on.
See, first of all, sir, the Met Police and the headquarter is creating a new account, okay, for you, and the amount which you have into your account, the same amount will be put into your new account, okay?
Yeah.
And all that account detail you will receive at your home, at your doorstep, by Wednesday. Because it's going to take 2 days, okay,
Monday. Yeah.
So it will take normally 2 days, and you will receive your all of your account details, your debit card, your new passbook, your checkbook, and all these account details at your doorstep, okay?
Yeah.
But the amount which you have in your account, that amount is now the investigation amount. First of all, what you need to do, you need to go down to the local branch. Then you need to ask the teller that you want the £2,000 from your current account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the amount which you will get from them, they might ask you why you are getting that money, okay? So you need to be very smart at that point of time. You need to tell them the amount.
Yeah.
The amount which I'm withdrawing is for my household work. Now, like, do you have any valid reason, sir?
No.
Like, which you can give to the bank, like, why you are withdrawing this money?
That's why. What do I tell them?
Yes. Think, like, cleverly, like, what reason you can give them? You can give them that. Do you have any house work? Like,
you asking me to post that cash money to you. That's suspicious to me.
Sir, see. Let me tell you, sir, one more thing, sir. The money which you will be sending us, it will be not your money, okay? First of all, let me tell you, sir, we will send you the details first, okay? Like, of your account, which we will be creating. And in that account, we will put the money first, which you have into your account.
No, okay? What I'm saying is the fraud department investigating it. Why you asking me all those details? I'll give you my name, address, and they can search out themselves. That's what I'm saying.
You are absolutely right. They can search, sir, in that matter, that who is trying to steal the money. If any other person, if any third person has been involved in this, we can catch them, okay? But this here is that the local...
All right. If I close that conversation, what happened?
Sir, see, they will...
Because I'm suspicious of you.
I understand your concern, sir, and this is the reason we are just informing all the things beforehand to you, okay? If you just disconnect this call and if you don't listen to us, what will happen? The culprit who has got your account details, and they will just simply try to charge into your account.
I know, but what the fraud department doing? That's what I'm asking.
See, the fraud department will not be able to help you out, because if you disconnect this, we cannot go down to the local...
No, but I'll give you all the details about my account.
You are absolutely right, sir. You have given us all the account details which you have with us, okay? But the fraud department team and the head officers have all these details with them already, okay? Because you are banking with us. And you need to be one thing sure, sir, that you have called us on the number which is given on the back of your debit card. Right?
Yeah, no, but that is before you, I rang you up, somebody else rang you up in the helipad.
They have informed you regarding the charges.
Yeah, and then you
have called by yourself on the number which is given on the back of your debit card, right?
No, somebody rang me up before you to ring you up, it's a fraud department from helipad.
Right. And
then now you take half an hour, I'm getting over.
Right, sir, don't you worry. And from where you got the fraud department number?
No.
Like,
from where you got our telephone number?
I tell you. They told me to ring that and I rang you something. This is the number 1, 2 or something like that, and you connect to you.
And you have bring that number from the debit card, which is on the back of your debit card?
No.
No worries. No worries. I'm just having a word regarding your issue, which you are facing to the headquarters. I'm just informing them that you are not willing to do that, okay?
No, I'm worried because it's ridiculous.
I understand. I understand your concern.
The way the thing you asked me to do is unusual. Never happened to me before like that. Nobody asked me for withdraw £2,000 and get handed to you. How do I know I'm
sending that? You are taking me wrong, sir. You are taking me wrong. I have not asked you to send that money to me, okay? First of all, you will receive all of your account details. First, you are going to receive your account details, like we have created the new account for you, and you are going to receive your new account details and all the things. Then you are going to do that, okay? You're just getting me wrong, okay? Nothing to worry. Just be on hold, okay? Let me just have a word with them from the headquarters, okay? Just be on hold. Thank you. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Now, thank you for holding the line. Now, let me tell you, sir, why the headquarter has asked you to go down to the branch and to withdraw the £2,000 from your account. The thing is that, sir, the money which will be into your account will not be your money anymore, okay? Because they will be creating a new account for you, and they will be putting your money which you have into your account, that is the £3,583.45. That money they're going to put into your new account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second thing is that why they are asking you to withdraw £2,000 from the account, because normally you don't withdraw that kind of amount from your bank, okay?
Yes.
Now, once you go down to the branch, once you ask the teller to withdraw £2,000 from your account, the person who is involved in transferring your details to the black market, they will try to stop you for withdrawing the £2,000 from your account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they will use that money to count by the fingers, or the, using that money, the note, the money which they will give you, sir, they will, there are the numbers written on that money, okay? And the headquarter will trace that number, okay, in order to get the details of the IP addresses and of the customers and the persons who was involved in this, okay? And once you go down to the branch, the headquarter and the MI6 will be watching you through the CCTV camera which is installed in the bank, okay?
Yeah.
This is just a procedure to catch those culprits, okay? Because this is a very serious matter, because someone from the local branch is involved in this, okay? And this is the reason, sir, you just need to go down to the branch. You need to withdraw £2,000 from your account, and by the Royal Mail delivery, you need to send that money to the MI6, to the head offices, okay? And you will receive your new account details and all these things by your post at a doorstep. And this is only the reason all the details have been taken out before from your account, okay?
Mm.
Now, do you have any query in your mind? You can ask to me.
That MI6, then my good address from, I don't know.
Sorry? No, you, once you come down to your home, sir, once you go down to the branch and once you get the money, once you come down to your home, we will be guiding you how to send that money, and we will be providing you all the address, okay, and all the details.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So nothing to worry, sir. Each and everything will be guided by us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have just asked you to withdraw £2,000 from your account, not all the money, because the rest money, once you transfer the £2,000, like once you withdraw the £2,000 from your account, the rest money, they will use that money also to manipulate, like in the black market. And at that time, they will catch those person also who are involved in the black market for buying the illegal things from there, okay?
What guarantee I have for my £2,000?
So see, the money which you will be sending, you will receive that address and you will receive all the...
I know, but then I send the money.
Yes.
Would I get it back?
Absolutely, sir. You will receive all the money which you have into your account, like the £3,583.45. All the money is your 100% safe and secure with the headquarter, with the Halifax headquarter, okay? Not a single pence will be... I believe you can understand. So see,
okay. I'm going to the bank and tell them everything, what they said.
Sorry?
I'm going to the bank and tell them how much you got £2,000.
Yes, and if they ask you why you are withdrawing the £2,000 from your account, what will be your smart answer to them?
Yeah, for fraud.
Sorry?
Fraud.
What fraud?
Well, you said somebody has in my account.
Oh my goodness, if you say like them to them, like you are given to this fraud has happened and that's why you are withdrawing £2,000 from your account, what do you think, sir? The person who is involved in this will...
So what do I
get
say,
a lot. We'll get a lot. Let me tell you, sir. We'll get a lot that someone that you know about the things which is going with your account and you are having a word with the headquarter and with the Met Police. So they will get alerted, okay? And
okay,
will not
okay.
be able to catch
okay.
them.
What
do
I say to the bank manager? First of all,
understand the thing, sir. Once you go down to the branch, you need to be very smart at point. You need to notice each and everything happening there, okay? You need to very usual. You need to forget each and everything that you have a word with the headquarter and you are doing this all for the investigation, okay? Because if they will
understand by any chance, they will make sure that they stop anyhow, okay, and will not be able to catch them. So at the point when you are at the bank, you need to be very smart, okay. You like the normal customer that you are at the bank to just withdraw the money for your household work. You can just simply tell them that I'm withdrawing this money because I am going to spend my home, okay. Or you can tell them that this is a very winter time, so I'm going to fit a boiler at my home, okay. You can tell this reason that you are going to install a boiler at your home, okay. And they might ask you, sir, that do you have a bill to install the boiler or anything. You can simply tell them, no, I don't have any bill or anything like, because once I get the money, I will pay each and everything by cash, okay. So first of all, do you know, sir, what is a boiler? I believe you know that.
No,
you don't know. Like a boiler is fitted in the home for
it's
making
a
your home
boiler, yeah.
Yes, to make your home hot, okay? Because this is a very winter time, so this is a very good reason which you can give them, okay? You can tell them that this is a very winter time and I need to repair my roof, okay? You can just tell them that you want to, you want to try to.
Yeah,
hold on, I just received something from the headquarters. Just bear with me. Okay, and the thing is that, sir, once you are in the branch, you need to be very confident. They can try to manipulate.
Yeah,
that
I heard that. You want £2,000.
You need to get that £2,000 from your account. They will try to stop you.
Okay, I heard that.
And the most important thing is that, sir, once you are in the branch, you need to notice each and everything. Try to remember the name of the person who is giving you the money, okay? The teller name. And just try to look that he is wearing the badge or not. He is wearing the bank badge or not, okay? Just try to notice each and everything, okay? And now it's time, now the time is almost, it's time to close the bank. Is it possible for you?
I'm an ordinary person. How am I going to know what's going on behind the bank? How am I going to know what I'm going to do?
I know that, sir. I know each and everything, like you are just an ordinary person. But once you are in the branch, I'm just asking you to look carefully, okay? Just try to notice, just try to observe the thing, okay?
And what if they handed me £2,000 when I asked them?
Once they handed the £2,000, just return home, okay? Safely just return home. And then I will give you my entire extension number. You just need to call on that number, okay? I need to tell that I want to speak with Mark Robbins. Then the person, the reception will transfer the call to me and I will be having a word with you and I will guide you how to send that money, okay, to the headquarters, to the MI6, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just bear with me. Now, what color of dress you will be wearing when you are at the bank, sir?
What color of
Dress. Like you will be watching from the CCTV camera, so you can just give me a hint, like what color
of
dress
you will be wearing. I got a black sweater on.
Black sweater, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
And
the shirt inside.
Okay.
And
black
the jeans.
Okay, and what color of jeans you will be wearing, sir?
Blue
jeans. And you will be wearing a hat?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, how much time it will take you to get dressed yourself?
I'm already dressed.
Already. You're already.
I'm
okay. Okay, I understand. I know that, sir. Now, just bear with me for 2 seconds. Now, just let me inform to the headquarters that you are almost ready to go down to the bank. Just bear with me.
Now, can you just get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy with you, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can just write down my diet extension number, because once you get that money, you just need to call on that number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Once you're outside the bank, now write down the number. It's 020-3286-1894. All right. Now, just read out the number, what we have got.
02032861894.
Come again? It's
02032861894.
Right. And once you reached home, like once you come out from the bank by taking the money, you just need to call on this number and just need to inform me, okay, that you received the money from the bank. All right?
Okay.
And what things you have noticed there, you just need to inform me that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. It's very lovely talking to you. I will be waiting for your call. Now, just go outside because almost the time has been done. So, just go down there, okay?
Okay.
I will be waiting for your call.
Okay.
Bye for now.